I know when Brian has TV, he dresses very dapper, puts the new gel in his hair.
Got the new hair gel working?
Yeah, so.
The gummy from the Dominicans?
Right.
Yeah, got me looking like one until I open my mouth.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, hola, mommy.
So are you going to be... I don't know how I transition from hola, mommy coming out of Brian's mouth, but are you going to be inside this afternoon?
Yes, all day.
Oh, no.
I leave here at 9, and I am inside until last Monday. We didn't finish till about 6:30.
So you're going to miss the solar eclipse.
You've seen one. You've seen them all.
I've never seen one.
Never.
Well, how could I? It's the first time since the late 70s.
That's right. That's when I saw my first.
And then you don't care again?
I couldn't care less.
Get out of here.
I've seen one.
Did you lose your sight with that?
Almost.
Really?
Yeah. No, I don't recall. I don't think we had any special glasses back then. I don't know what they gave us, but I remember seeing it.
I think that it's the biggest scam on Earth, these glasses.
That's It's so like tons of glasses.
Yeah.
And you got phony glasses. And see, those are people that bother me. They take an event like this or any other huge event, and they just use it to prey on people. Why would you sell phony glasses that could eventually harm someone if they don't realize that these aren't legit?
Well, money. And people are the worst. That's why.
People are the worst.
Staying
with animals.
I was just talking about this with Mikey B this morning. The airline industry.
Mm-hmm.
That drives me crazy what they do, because we have this situation we'll talk about a little bit later with Mayweather-McGregor, and we're trying to figure out how serious Stephen Espinoza was with setting us up and what actually that
entailed. He was very serious.
Yeah, I know, but I got to get confirmation on a couple of things.
Like what the man sat here and told you to your face. I got you covered. Get there.
The room thing, though. That was a little...
He has a block of rooms.
Yeah, I know.
And he just said they're not suites or anything, but you're going to have running water.
I can't...
The 21st century quality.
Well, whatever. Bottom line is, I'm
you
waiting...
You are cynical.
I'm waiting to make sure, because he's a very busy man, and I don't really have a contact other than him, you know, so now we're working on that. My people, his people, that type of thing. So we're working on all this, but every day the flight goes up like $100.
Oh, yeah.
And it's bull crap. Imagine if every other industry did that. Like, oh, you go to a supermarket, it's the last yogurt. How much is this yogurt? $250. What, are you kidding me? No, it's the same price as all the other yogurts. Can't stand that.
Well, here's a little tidbit for all you folks out there. I'm not going to let you wait until December, January, when the first episodes of the Better Man Show air, but we had a financial guy on, and he talked about buying gas and buying airline tickets. Well, take it off. Why is he freaking out? Because I'm about to give him a tidbit on how to purchase airline tickets.
No, you just...
Apparently, this is not a shameless plug. This is to assist you in your endeavors here.
Right.
Apparently, the best day to buy airline tickets...
Tuesday. Knew it already.
All right, what time on Tuesday?
What time?
Mm-hmm.
Probably a little bit later in the day, because that's when everybody figures out the deals. Each airline does different deals, and the market kind of catches up with it. So I'd probably say afternoon.
Afternoon, Jeff. Yeah, exactly. 3.
There you go.
3 o'clock. All right.
Anything else I already know? What else are you telling me about? You're already a better man. I guess so.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, be a better man, book your damn ticket, and take Stephen Espinoza up on his deal.
I'm trying to. I can't just be flying by the seat of my pants like you do in life. Sometimes I need to be more calculated. I can't just be, you know, throwing caution into the wind all
You're
the time.
You're not throwing... The dude sat here and told you to your face. I got you.
We'll talk about
and
it in the break.
And he offered you tickets.
We'll talk about it in a break, all right? I don't know why you're yelling at me, for crying out loud.
Because you don't believe fat make grease.
You know what? But then I'll do, and it'll be out there by myself looking around going, Stephen Espinoza anywhere? I'm here to see Stephen.
And then somebody like, you mean the head of Showtime?
He wouldn't hang out with the likes of you.
Right. He'd be like, who are you? Oh, I host the morning show.
Or which mic are you?
You know, I mean, that's basically what'll happen.
Well, you're in Vegas, so you make the best of it.
Yeah, no. We'll
plenty of other things to do.
We'll talk about that later. So anyway, the country is captivated by this solar eclipse, and it is working its way into the sports world, so much so that Nick Saban himself, who has now, by the way, worked in another sponsor at the podium. Have you seen this?
No. What do we have now?
Smoothie King. He's sucking down a giant Smoothie King. He doesn't drink the Coca-Cola that's on the podium, but he does suck down this giant Smoothie King. So he's got that going on. So Nick Saban is asked, what is he going to do when the team's on the practice field during the solar eclipse?
We'll set it up so if the players want to go out there and get some sunglasses and look at it, I guess they can. That's not something that I'm really that focused on right now. You know, I watch the Weather Channel every day. They're already saying what it's going to look like in every city in America. So what's going to be significant? Just watch the Weather Channel. You see what it's going to be like in Portland, Oregon. You know, it's Clayton, Georgia is the number one place in the country to have 100%. You know, there are all kind of people there. My house will probably be the only empty house on the whole lake. So I'm going to watch it on TV. Maybe we should have a team meeting about how we're going to do this. I haven't thought of that yet.
I mean, who watches the solar eclipse on television?
I'm with him.
Isn't he the best? He really is unbelievable.
I'm with you, Coach.
I don't understand. But what do you understand those who haven't seen
it? Yeah, I understand.
All right.
Adam Zucker took his whole family to Nashville.
Well, that's a little much.
Just for this.
That's a little much.
Yeah.
I actually don't know. I didn't buy any glasses, so I guess I can't look into it really. I mean, I don't know. I'm going to be free. I got to at least check it out a little bit. I got nothing going on.
Peek at it.
You take a little peek, and regular sunglasses are not going to work because your face is going to burn up, right?
You can glance at it. Am I correct?
Yeah, I guess. You just can't stare into it.
Well, right. And you should never stare at the sun. You can sunburn your eyes. I wasn't aware of that.
Is that on a Better Man show? Did you learn that from the sun expert?
I did learn that from the sun expert.
Did you?
Yeah, the sun god.
The sun god,
yeah,
Ra.
So he's finally something
did
you weren't
you have
aware
him
of.
On?
Yeah, you weren't aware that you could have, you could sunburn your eyes.
Yeah, so.
Actually, no, I didn't learn it on a Better Man show. I learned it from one of my producers on the TV side. Anyway. Yes, it's a huge deal, and you must have these special glasses. What's so special about these glasses?
I think it gets all the UV out of there.
Okay, everything. Whereas your regular sunglasses, of course, does not do that. Okay, and people are making a killing. What are they selling them for?
You know what they're going for? I have a
couple hundred.
I'm sure. At this
and you
point,
only get to use them once every 40-something years.
No,
what
I
an
know.
Investment.
This is like a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and like at first I didn't think it was a big deal, but now I'm thinking it's a big deal. I was waiting for some of the sports talk topics that we were going to hear this morning. Like Andrew Bogish, he suggested, who's back today, so we're happy that Bogish is back. Excited to talk to him in a little bit. But Bogus said top 10 things you want to see pass in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
And then the one that I thought of, which
go ahead. I'm sorry.
What event in sports are you willing to go blind for?
Ah.
So what would be the thing that you could attend in sports knowing that you would go blind after you watch it?
That's a short, very short list.
Oh, there's nothing on my list.
Exactly.
If there is someone out there listening that honestly would answer that question and would give a honest answer, like if I saw my team win a championship, then I would be willing to go blind. And that person needs to go to therapy right after hanging up the phone.
I'm sure there are a lot of people, if you had asked them that question a year ago in Cleveland or 2 years ago, they probably had put me on that list. No, there's nothing I would want to see. Nothing, period.
Yeah.
Sporting event or otherwise, I want a witness that would turn me blind after witnessing it. No. I pass.
And people have to be so stupid to just stare into the sun while this is going on. But you know people are going to do it.
Yeah, they're going to do it.
I mean, this has been on the news now for weeks, maybe even months.
Yeah.
They've been talking about this leading up to today. And then they would say you got to buy the glasses, you can't look into it. But because you get the covering from the moon, people are going to be like, it's not that bad.
Right, exactly.
They're going to stare into the thing for an hour.
Don't do it.
And then all of a sudden their face is going to melt.
Don't do it.
And it's going to be, you're going to hear that on the news the next day.
Just peek at it a little bit.
Yeah, Ted from Georgia, who wanted to see the full eclipse, didn't believe in the glasses.
Ted didn't listen to Coach Saban. Damn,
Ted. You know, I watch the Weather Channel every day.
which is another tidbit out of this Nick Saban press conference that to me is crazy. He watches the Weather Channel every day.
Of course he does. He has to know what's going to affect his practices.
Yeah, but you can put you look at the app. I don't ever watch the Weather Channel. I just look.
You think Coach is worried about an app? Come on.
But it's a lot easier, man. You get a guy in your staff to tell you what the weather's going to be.
Probably got a big old 65, 70-inch screen in that room, his office. And he'll just turn that bad boy on. Let's check out the Weather Channel.
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, if you're watching the Weather Channel every day, and all the things that he's got on his plate, but yet somehow squeezes in the Weather Channel, well, good for him.
Probably has a designated time to check it out and make sure his practice is not going to be affected. Now, as far as those lists, I like Bogus's list. You know, top ten things you'd like to have passed by you? Oh,
of course you like that.
That was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. And I'm sure Jeff Van Gundy would probably say Rihanna. After she passed by him during the NBA Finals, right?
Yeah, we're bringing these up facetiously because if we actually do it seriously, then all of a sudden we become one of those other shows.
Yes, we would.
That does really lame stuff just to kill time, right?
Yes.
And that would be what that is. Because then all of those things... You know, with those sports tie-ins, like the sporting event, you'd be willing to go blind. But it's just basically, like, what do you want to see in sports more than anything else? That's all it is. Yeah. It's just you make some stupid tie-in with it, just answering the same stupid question.
What's on your bucket list?
Right, exactly. That's exactly
That's
what
it. Yeah.
Man. What is on your... Are we going to do 3 hours of that today?
No.
What's on your bucket list?
No, what you would like to see pass in front of you.
Okay. You can give... A number one, but the number one thing you'd like to see pass in front of you is to get this off your chest. I know you're really excited about this.
Halle Berry.
Okay, Halle Berry. There you go, of course.
And keep passing by.
Would it be 10 women, or would there be like a porterhouse in there somewhere?
Yeah, eventually you're going to get tired, so you're going to need to eat to replenish, you know, and drink something. So, yeah, right in the middle, after that fifth pass by, you know, take a break, have a porterhouse for two.
If you're fired up for this eclipse...
Like you know
I
me too
am,
well,
yeah. Of course I do. You're very predictable. If you're fired up for the eclipse like me, or you think it's stupid, and you don't care like Brian. Give us a call 855-212-4CBS 855-212-4227. Two interesting things happened on Friday. I want to get to, but
okay.
Go ahead.
No, so from here, is this a good vantage point?
It's
from
like 71%.
Okay.
I think.
All right. So I know down south, of course, where all the great stuff happens, it's a better percentage. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All the great stuff. Yeah. I could dispute that really quickly, but yeah, naturally, yeah, you get a full one. As Nick Saban said, in Georgia is one of the best places.
Yeah, Nashville is one of the best places.
Yeah,
in Oregon,
Zucker took his whole
took the fam,
took the whole
check it
family.
Out. All of that is gonna be blind.
Wow,
yeah. Clayton, Georgia is the number one place in the country to have 100%.
Really, that's the number one spot. I thought South Carolina was close to 100% as well.
Yeah, probably. Bonnie is in South Carolina, and she's a paramedic, and she's freaking out about today. Bonnie, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Bonnie?
Well, I'm on my way to work, and I got to say I've been a little bit nervous about being on the schedule for today because of the solar eclipse. Because I figure we're either going to be really, really, really busy or not at all. But I think some dumbass is going to stare at the sun, go blind, and then want to see somebody.
It's going to be more than one dumbass, Bonnie. You know that. I mean, there's always going to be a handful of these people. And what do you even, Bonnie, what do you even do to treat that? There's probably not much you can do.
Probably just cover their eyes with a cling wrap and transport them to the ER. That's it.
Oh, jeez. That doesn't sound good, Bonnie.
Some dumbass going to want to see somebody. It's going to be a little too late, right, Miss Bonnie?
I would say so.
Well, listen, good luck today, Bonnie, all right? Give us a call
thank
back.
Thank you so much.
Let us know how it went, okay?
Thank you.
Some dumbass gonna stare too long, want to see somebody.
Man, I am always fascinated by that one thing that captivates the entire country. You know, it happens very rarely where it's the one thing that captivates it. Like the Super Bowl, like you think that everybody's into it, but not really everybody's into it. Some people don't even barely watch the game. You know, I mean, yeah, it's on. You have a party, whatever. But like this is the thing, I think. The election obviously captivated many, many people for a long time. But this is one of those things where it's like everybody's talking about it. So we'll see. We'll see how it pans out. If I come in with gauze over my face tomorrow, you know,
you have a service dog.
Yeah,
Ella. Hey, welcome to your new life.
No, she'd be the worst service dog. She would do is just fart and attack people. Yeah, that's all she would do. I need me like a German Shepherd. You know, that's what I need. A good old German Shepherd. Yeah, walking in tomorrow with that would just be perfect. All right, 855-212. for CBS, 855-212-4227. Bogus is back. We'll get an update from him and a huge show development. A question we've been waiting for the answer for months now. We have it officially. We got the answer. You'll find out what it is next.
Talk to Gio and Jones now. 855-212-4CBS.
I feel like I haven't seen this guy in a long, long time because I haven't. It's been two full weeks. I was off. He was off.
Oh, that's right.
And now we're all back and Pete's not here. So,
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I didn't either. Welcome back.
Hey, good to see you.
You got a little scald too.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, down in Jersey Shore.
Yeah, got good a little time. Color. Very good time. All right. Yeah.
We learned a lot about Brad Heller, who was filling in.
I saw that.
For you. Interesting guy. There's a lot. When you start to peel back the layers on Brad Heller, you start to find out a lot about the guy.
Yeah, the sketch comedy.
R&B, 90s R&B.
I know. Yeah. Wears weird hats.
Does he?
Oh, does he? I didn't know that.
A fedora thing going on every once in a while.
Oh, no.
What's wrong with the fedora? That's cool.
Nothing wrong with it in general. I'm Brad.
Yeah, I could see him wearing it. It's just that's... He looks like he'd be in like the Who's Who of the cast on Broadway with the fedora hat. I can just picture that when you're going through the playbill. All right, Bogus, so you got an update for us?
I do, and it's brought to you by RingCentral. RingCentral empowers your global workforce to better communicate, collaborate, and connect anytime, anywhere, on any device. For a free trial, go to ringcentral.com. They spent the afternoon with the Little Leaguers in Williamsport, then the Pirates and Cardinals played a big league game at night in a converted minor league stadium.
And a swing and a deep fly ball out to right field, and Josh Bell has hit the first Little League Classic home run. A soaring shot out to right center. The Pirates lead 3-0.
Joe Block, Pirates Radio. Bell added a two-run single and a 6-3 Pittsburgh win. The game was played in front of 2,596 people, all by invitation. In the afternoon, the Angels stayed hot in Baltimore.
1-2 pitch. Little slice in the right field. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Being waved home is the lead runner, Cole Calhoun. Throw gets away. He'll score, and Maven delivers. Angels back on top.
A pinch hit, tie-breaking RBI single from Cameron Maven in the eighth. Terry Smith called it on Angels Radio. The Halos, a 5-4 win over the O's. They've won 9 of 11 and remain even with the Twins for the second AL wild card. Minnesota thumped Arizona 12-5, 9 of their runs coming in the first inning. The Dodgers, 6-game winning streak, as you just mentioned, ending in Detroit 6-1. Clayton Kershaw will throw a 3-inning simulated game today as he continues to recover from a lower back strain. Kershaw could be back in the majors on September 1st. The Red Sox took 2 of 3 from the Yankees, 5-1. For a 5-game lead in the AL East, and Cleveland closed an 11-game road trip with a 7-4 loss in KC. Manager Terry Francona, with specific reasons, he's happy to get back home.
Two things are for sure. We'll have our fans and clean underwear.
Because they don't do laundry on the road.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's an odd one.
Yeah, NFL preseason, neither Drew Brees nor Phillip Rivers played in the Saints' 13-7 win at the Chargers last night. Matt Ryan got just one series in the afternoon in Pittsburgh, getting the Falcons into the end zone, but they lost to the Steelers 17-13. Three-time Pro Bowl wideout Anquan Boldin is retiring. This comes 2 weeks after he signed on with the Bills. The NBA is investigating the Lakers, reportedly, specifically Magic Johnson, for tampering with Paul George after he informed the Pacers he would leave as a free agent. And Henrik Stenson won the final event of the PGA Tour regular season. That's the Wyndham Championship by one shot, with a course record 22 under par. It's Stenson's first win since last summer's British Open. Boys?
All right, Bogus, you'll like this one. So on Friday, Mikey B told me that he was able to get Ice Cube's cell phone number.
Mm.
And the reason why he wanted Ice Cube to come on the show was to confirm this belief that Brian had, that Ice Cube at one point in his life lived in Minnesota, which is something he threw out there just willy-nilly, and it caught my ear. I said, I can't believe
it. Wasn't willy-nilly. We were discussing Minneapolis for some reason, and I forget who the subject was when we were discussing it. But
it was very casually, though, that you I chose the wrong word there. But very casually, as if it was common knowledge, just throw out Ice Prince and Ice Cube.
Yeah,
it was just
everything I throw out is common knowledge.
Yeah, of course. So We needed to get an answer on this. Yes. We've been arguing about this for a month now. So Mike writes the longest text message to Ice Cube. Like, hey, my name's Mike Biseglia. I used to live on Long Island. Now I'm back in New Jersey. You know, I was thinking about you.
I have a cat named Leon.
You know, I was thinking about you because you're in California, but maybe you're in Minnesota. Like, it was just, and then he ended it with ha-ha. Okay? He ended the text to Ice Cube with ha-ha.
Yeah, I'm already angry.
Yeah, so...
Lowercase ha-ha.
It's the before. I said, who else are you ha-haing? Like, is this a natural thing that you do with these Yeehaw. Guest bookings? Are you ha-haing everybody? So he didn't respond to Mike. So I said, we need to go about this a different way. So I told Pete to text Ice Cube from his phone very succinctly. So he wrote something along the lines of, hey, Ice Cube, it's Pete.
You know.
Yeah, you know, the white one, the Puerto Rican one, the mixed up one.
So he said, Ice Cube, it's Pete from CBS. You ever live in Minnesota? So Ice Cube, within an hour, unfortunately, it happened after the show ended.
Everything does.
Yes, but it happened almost immediately after the show ended. Ice Cube responded to Pete Bellotti via text message, and the answer is no.
Boom.
Never lived in Minnesota.
Mm. Boom.
No. And I thought I had lost because there was some song that a listener dug
right?
up where Ice Cube said, now I'm in Minnesota with my new crew, and I was about to wave the white flag and say I'm done. But no, that just shows you, kids, don't ever give up when you're trying to be right.
Ice Cube was throwing Pete off his scent. That's what he was doing. He doesn't know Pitt.
I'm not doing it,
man. Doesn't know Pitt. Doesn't know Pete. Or Pitt.
I thought you, why can't you just concede?
No!
Why can't you concede?
The man said he didn't live there. What else do you need?
He's throwing Pete off his scent, man. You
why does he want to do that?
A stranger and tell him where you've lived or where you have not lived.
Well, he didn't answer Mikey B. Obviously, Pete struck a chord with him, and he just wanted, he just wrote no.
No, he got the same question from two guys with East Coast cell phone numbers, and he said, no, I'm just going to say no.
Okay.
Maybe these guys will leave me alone.
But they weren't asking for his current address.
It didn't matter.
It
matters.
He doesn't
want them to know any of his business. He doesn't know them.
Minnesota's a big place, man.
Right.
Huge place, yes.
I mean, and I don't know his real name or if it be, he's got the
it's Ice Cube.
O'Shea Jackson.
Oh, that's right. You know, I did know that, actually, now that you say it. Just concede on this one.
No!
I would have, if he would have said yes, I would have been like, okay, fine.
I'm not conceding.
Oh, you're the worst.
I mean, you really are.
We've Mikey B tracked down Ice Cube. We got a response from the man. And you still won't. We can't get any better.
I mean, and the obvious fight back from you is that there is no way that we, how do we know for sure that it's Ice Cube's cell phone number? That should be your defense.
Wow, that really confused you.
No, I'm not confused.
Is my head working?
Yeah. I'm questioning who this dude is advising me on what my defense should be. My defense is he doesn't know Pete. He doesn't know Mikey B. He doesn't know those phone numbers. He just wanted an end to this line of questioning. He's now been bombarded twice
so why
by people
who don't yes,
know. Just no, that's it. I'm
why
done.
Why do you want to say yes?
Just ignore Pete. Like, ignore Mike.
Throw them off the set.
No.
All right, no, you're wrong. He does never lived in Minnesota. It's okay. It's all right to
send
be wrong.
Send a song.
From time to time.
He lived there.
The other thing you missed on Friday was Stephen Espinoza came in here, the head of Showtime Sports.
I was following the live tweets.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Sounds
like a terrible vacation.
I was. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, why?
Kevin Durant?
Yeah. What are you doing? So Stephen Espinoza was in here, and Brian did a remarkable job. I really have to give him a lot of credit of bringing him back 15 pounds of brisket from Texas when Brian was down there, and he handed that to Stephen Espinoza as a gift from the show. And we didn't think that there was any chance. And the reason we did this is sort of like a bit, like, let's butter up the head of Showtime to see if he'll give us tickets to this fight. And then all of a sudden, he was okay with it. He was like, yeah, sure. He's like, oh, I'll take care of you guys. And then he talked about, you know, having a room out there for us at the MGM and all of this stuff. So now we're trying to coordinate this. It's a little tricky for Brian because he's got a TV show.
Yeah, I've looked at flights. I don't think I can make it happen. I was trying.
Oh, really?
The only thing I would have to do would get a private jet.
Text Ice Cube. Can we borrow your private jet?
Text how you can have one.
Not go to Minnesota.
No. Can you have it on the tarmac waiting for me? 4:30. Probably can make it to T-Neck by 4:30. Yeah.
To Teterboro, right?
Yeah, Teterboro. T-Neck, Teterboro.
There's no private jets leaving on a T-Neck.
They're right there next door. T-Neck, Teterboro.
Yeah. So
got my T's.
Right. Oh, man. So that means all four tickets go to me then, right?
Yeah.
Good. I'm in. I'm
there
free.
There you go, Bogus.
I'm
free.
Never been to Vegas. Let's do it.
Oh, wow.
I mean, he did say the four tickets.
Yes, he did.
Right?
You have four tickets.
You going, Mikey B?
I am not, no.
You got to find out what they're under, though. Is it two under Brian Jones, two
He'll
under
give
me?
All to you.
We got to figure this out now because, you know, I can't tell. We can't bring Bogus out there and two other people. And then have, you know, not be able to get the ticket.
Just tell the man, hey, Brian can't make it. Greg is going to use all four tickets. Thanks for the offer, and we're going to take you up
or
on
should,
it.
Or should, that's a little piggish, isn't it? I should probably just take the two that were for me and not do that,
no.
Right?
No. In place of me, someone else from the show is going to attend.
Bogus, you were serious about this?
I mean,
this is not like a on the
play.
Air thing. Like, let's,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, don't play, man.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Don't be stunting on us.
Man. Oh, no, you did not.
You stunting over there in that update chair.
Oh, wow.
I don't need this in my life.
Oh, that's bonk. Let's just go way back then. I mean, come on.
Do I have to be Brian if I go on this trip?
Oh, jeez. No, don't do that.
I want to please video this.
What up, Espinosa? It's
hey
your
Vegas.
Boy. It's your boy, DJ.
Ship Fuck your up. Wife away first.
I am collegiate, Brian, when I'm in Vegas.
Oh, sure you are.
Yeah, right.
In Vegas.
Hey, how are you doing? Yes.
Mikey B, I did the right thing. I made sure that Mike was unavailable first because I wanted to see if he could go. I mean, Mike's been setting this thing up.
Right.
He doesn't get any sort of perks out of anything. But he's actually, unfortunately for him, he's going to be on a vacation. When this happens, anyway, he's going to be down in Hilton Head. So
well,
he
that's
can't.
Not unfortunate.
Well, he can't go.
It's just too tricky to figure
out. Yeah, I hear you, but you're on vacay. Good for you.
Thank you. Yeah. It's not too tricky. You wouldn't dare bring this up to the missus. Like,
no, she was all
early.
For me going. She wanted me to do it. It's just the airfare from Savannah, Georgia, to connect to Charlotte to Vegas was insane. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. No, it's understandable. All right. So
she was all for it.
So, Bogus, you serious about this?
For the most part, yeah. I've got nothing going on this weekend.
Okay.
Wow. There you go.
Is there any chance at all we could sell this to the company and say, listen, we're going out there to work. This is a work thing.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Well, think about what we'll be able to say on the air on Monday.
Right.
I mean, we'll have that experience
you
of
say
being
it on
there.
Your coin.
But... So, no, you put it at 0%
no,
chance.
No, and I'm sure once you confirm that you're going, they're going to ask you, can you get some interviews?
Well, at that point, I'll say pay for the airfare.
Thank
do whatever you want.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I will hop in the ring with a Marantz recorder and interview the Tecate girls. Like, I don't care. Whatever you need. So, if that's going to be the case, let me float that idea.
You leave the Tecate girls to me.
You're not even going, man.
Well, I may change my
You're
mind.
You're not even
now.
Going. Oh, this is going to be a fun thing to drop on our boss's first day back from vacation, too. He was off for a week. Hey, you want to pay for the airfare out to Vegas? Because yeah. Steven Espinosa gave us tickets?
He's certainly not paying for my airfare. He'll pay for yours.
No. No, I really think there's a very slim... I mean, look at what's happening here in our newsroom.
Yeah, we need extra screws, Greg, so yeah. Sorry. I just got a big plaster order just came in, so no, you can't.
There's a lot of construction happening here, a lot of consolidation happening in front of our eyes. I couldn't find I have the Clorox wipes. I wiped down my workspace here every morning. I couldn't find them. They moved the entire mailbox
I know,
area.
I couldn't find my water bottle.
I had no idea where everything went. It's incredible. All right, quickly, Taylor in Portland on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Taylor? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What you got for us, man?
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, see if you guys would throw a shout-out to all the garbage men out here. We're getting killed with all the crazy people out here.
What
do you mean?
For the eclipse?
people parking on the side of the roads in the middle of the street, camped out, waiting for it.
Yeah, I never even thought of that. Yeah, get out of there, man. You know what? Let's do a little PSA for the garbage man. You see the garbage truck coming down the road, get out of the road. Pick up your folding chair, get out of the road, and then replace it.
Too late. They should have given you the day off, Taylor.
Well, we said it was dumb for us to be working, but we don't know any better.
Yeah, okay.
So, hey, and I also want to thank you guys because most of us listen to you guys every morning, and you guys are hilarious.
Well, thanks,
my man.
We appreciate it.
And then, if you don't mind me asking one question, a little off topic, I was going to see what you guys think about the Broncos quarterback situation after Saturday.
Well, I didn't see that game, that preseason game on Saturday, to be candid. I usually check out some of the replays on NFL Network. I'm still shocked that they are going into the season with the situation that they have with Simeon and Lynch. I really thought that John Elway was going to do something else from what he saw last year. I still think that Paxton Lynch has the talent to do it. He was just so damn raw last year. So I'm not going to claim that I watched all those snaps or watched that game, that preseason game, because I haven't yet. But at least from the offseason, my take was, you're really going to go back with the same situation here at quarterback and not try to do something else? I guess they like Lynch and Simeon more than we do.
Well, they definitely like Lynch. You spend a first-round pick on him, so you're hoping he can be the future. He just hasn't showcased that up to this point. And it looks like Simeon's going to be the starter once again. And I'm with you. I haven't seen a ton of the preseason action for any team, let alone the Broncos. And so, you know.
Saw a lot of Dalvin Cook. I did see that.
Yeah.
And he looks really good.
I'm not surprised at that.
I'm a little concerned. All the fantasy people are going nuts over Dalvin Cook, though. I'm a little concerned about that because it reminds me a lot of Todd Gurley, where you have an uber-talented back, an offensive line that hasn't been good in years,
right.
an offense without a ton of weapons, and a quarterback who is not that great either. So is he going to be able to do it by himself? That's really that and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So I was watching Hard Knocks.
No, that's your squad, the Vikings. Now, did they address the offensive line offseason?
I mean, it's basically, not much, to be quite honest with you. So we will see. And especially with Sam Bradford as the quarterback and how he's been breaking for many, many years. It's always a concern.
Got to be about you and your Vikings, man. No, Taylor wants to know about his Broncos.
Sorry, man. I told you I saw a lot of Dalvin Cook.
I hear you. No, he's going to be fine. They just opened up a crease for him. He can hit the hole, and they can use him in the passing game as well.
All right, we're going to do this in the break here, Bogus. You're going to book this flight?
Book the flight.
You're looking right now?
Yeah, not easy.
No.
I know it's not easy. Newark is about the best thing.
I don't fly to Jersey, so I'm out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. You're
up against Jersey, man. Come on.
It's about the best way to do it. Actually, United. Do you have any promo codes or something for me?
I got some drink tickets for you.
I mean, I need more than a drink ticket.
You won't have to pay for anything on the flight. How about that? I'll hook you up with that. And make sure you don't pay for those other folks working once you get there.
Coming up next, an umpire protest that we have to talk about. Some armbands. What did it mean? Coming right back.
You're listening to Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
In the breaks, Brian and I talk about all sorts of things. Sometimes we'll talk about certain segments coming up or maybe something that we forgot to put on the rundown. And Brian just now goes, we should do a segment about how you know you're talking to a hooker.
Vegas.
That was his suggestion before we came back. No, I know why you said it, but just out of context, boy, was that funny. Because if a lot of people are going out for the fight, and there's people who, maybe a single guy's out there, and a very attractive lady will come up to him at the bar, and he's thinking, this is great. I'm talking to this girl, and boy, man, this is the love of my life. And the next thing you know, she tells you $750.
Right, and if this doesn't normally occur in your daily life, you know that you're talking to a hooker. Yeah, I'm just trying to give the folks some telltale signs. Because they're out there. It's crazy in Vegas, man.
This is a Better Man Show topic. This has to be.
How to know when you're talking to a hoe.
Know you talking to a hoe. Presented by Brian Jones. That is great.
They're going to be thick, man. I'm telling you. They are thick and they are smooth. They're on top of their game. And there will be some stories.
Upset over escalating verbal attacks on its members, the Umpires Association in baseball issued a statement and wore white wristbands in protest across Major League Baseball games on Saturday. They have had it up to here with the players verbally attacking them, and apparently the straw that broke the umpire's back was Ian Kinsler going after Angel Hernandez. Now, why is it always Angel Hernandez? You know what? You can wear a wristband after I say this. Angel Hernandez is the worst umpire that baseball has ever seen. And there are hundreds of years, maybe not hundreds of years, but there's a lot of baseball that I didn't see because I wasn't alive. And I can guarantee you that Angel Hernandez is worse than the umpires in baseball all the way back to the inception of the game. He is so bad. And Ian Kinsler said it has to do with changing the game. He's changing the game. He needs to find another job. He really does. I'm just saying it's pretty obvious that he needs to stop ruining games. Candidly, leave the game. No one wants you behind the plate anymore. No one in this game wants you behind the plate anymore. None of the players, end quote. And boy, wow. Am I not surprised that he feels that way, because any fan who knows the game and has watched baseball for an extended period of time realizes that Angel Hernandez is that bad of an umpire.
True. He's top three. C.B. Buckner put him in there, and definitely Angel Hernandez. Anytime he's behind the plate and your team's playing, you know you're going to be in for an interesting evening and an interesting evolving strike zone. So it's widely known that he is not one of the better umpires. And I don't understand his escalating attacks on umpires other than Kinsler going off. You had earlier when there were conversations about the strike zone and all this. And what was it the former player said about Hernandez? And he should – well, Hernandez was suing Major League Baseball for discrimination. Yep. He said the strike zone should sue him, counter-sue Angel Hernandez. It was a damn good quip and retort to his lawsuit. And other than that, you know, we were all in agreement that Joe West – that was asinine for them to suspend him for his comments about Adrian Beltre. That made no sense. These guys, they get along. It was tongue-in-cheek what Wes was conveying. And so for him to be suspended, I thought that was the wrong move. But here, the Umpire Association, they are wrong. Really? Escalating verbal attacks? Umpires are used to this. And Angel Hernandez is one of the more disturbing, if you will, umpires in all of baseball.
Yeah, disturbing is a good word. This was the statement from the Umpires Association. Quote, this week, a player publicly and harshly impugned the character and integrity of Angel Hernandez.
Impugned.
A veteran umpire who's dedicated his career to baseball in the community. The verbal attack on Angel denigrated the entire MLB umpiring staff and is unacceptable. The Office of the Commissioner has failed to address this and other escalating attacks on umpires. The player who denigrated Hernandez publicly said he thought he would be suspended. Instead, got far more treatment, a fine. He shrugged that off and told reporters he has no regrets about his offensive statements calling for an end to Hernandez's career, end quote. Well, you know, I think that it's got to be tough if you're an umpire and every day some guy is in your face calling you a bunch of names and you suck this and whatever, you know, but at the same time, nobody got into being an official or an umpire, and without thinking that there were going to be some arguments along the way. Now, Ian Kinsler losing his mind on Angel Hernandez, is that, I mean, Angel Hernandez isn't going to get fired by Major League Baseball because Ian Kinsler said that. I mean, a lot of fans way before Ian Kinsler said this knew that Angel Hernandez was bad. I mean, I don't think that it's right for people to go off on others constantly and use curse words and things like that, but is this an overreaction by the umpires? Because to me, it really does feel like that.
Well, Umpire Association, Major League Baseball, tell me why Angel Hernandez felt that necessary, it was necessary for him to file suit against you and base it on discrimination because he has not been allowed to work in some of these bigger, more significant games. He hasn't been behind the plate in the World Series and all this stuff. That's why he filed suit, right? So there's a reason a guy who's been in the league that long has not been party to some of the bigger games.
Because he's not good.
Thank you!
That's why. Yeah.
That's it. I mean, now you want to show some solidarity around someone who stinks, and you know he stinks. That's why you never give him the cushy gigs.
Yeah. Well, and then they have a Twitter account. It says, "We all stand by Angel." Yeah. Is Angel Hernandez that sensitive? I guess he's that sensitive. He must be not only...
They don't have a leg to stand on because they don't even think of him when you have major games that are coming up, when you have playoff series.
Well,
you have
how does that
series.
Decision get made, though? Because clearly... It can't just be, he didn't sue his own union. He didn't sue his own association.
He sued Major League Baseball where they track all the balls and strikes, and he is one of the worst. Let's go to the meta, what do they call it these days? Mega data? Let's go to it. What's the mega data
is it
on this
meta,
dude?
Metadata?
Meta, I don't know what the hell it is. Algorithms, mega data, I don't know.
Right. Well, no, he's, I just, it's tough because I do understand, like, if they're getting abused every day.
True. Just like an athlete,
it's tough. But they yell back, too, don't they?
Sometimes.
And think
right
about,
before they chunk you.
I mean, think about this job, too. I mean, it's a pretty damn good job, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean,
they
I don't
pay
know.
Pretty well.
How much do they make? Mikey B.
Oh, six figures, at least.
Quick
Google search. Because they are full-time.
Yeah.
Like the NFL is about to be.
Between 120 and 350?
Yeah. Pretty good gig. Travel around, get to call some balls and strikes, screw up a baseball game here and there.
Your office is the game.
Yeah.
And
cool.
And I do think that they try hard to be right, but just like anything else, there's people in workplaces across the country that some are better than others.
Yeah.
Angel Hernandez isn't good. And Ian Kinsler is making a living, too, off of this game. And he wants his team to win. And when you have a guy that's he thinks is preventing that because of his incompetence, he's going to say something about it.
Yep. No problem with that.
Angel Hernandez. Man. I'm afraid that we're going to get a...
What?
Letters.
From what?
Angel Hernandez suing us.
We'll wear an armband. Rainbow color in solidarity. Cool?
Sure. Coming up next, the latest landing spot for LeBron. You better be sitting down when I tell you this one. Gio and Jones, CBS Sports Radio.